Now, a conversation from StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. StoryCorps recorded oral histories with veterans and family members across North Carolina. Patty Elliott lives in Youngsville. She remembers her son, Army Specialist Daniel Lucas Elliott. He deployed to Basra in Iraq in 2009 and 2011. On his second deployment, he was killed in a roadside blast while on patrol.
He was in college and in the Army Reserve at the same time. He finished two semesters of college, and then he chose to volunteer for a deployment. At that period of time, the Army Reserve was being called upon to deploy like they had never been before. Lucas was anxious for that deployment. In his words, you know, that's why I'm a soldier. I want to go fight. Lucas had surprised us all by getting married on his four-day pass right before he left the country. We had only met this young lady one time. The way we found out he was married was as he was getting on the plane in Texas to leave the country, he calls and he says, you know, Mama, just wanted to call and tell you bye. We're getting ready to leave and check your email. And so the call's over, you know, I'm boo-hooing because he's leaving the country. And I go and open up my email and he tells me, by the way, Trisha and I got married. So my crying was instantly replaced with, oh my God. So his wife got more phone calls during that first deployment than his mama did. You know, nobody ever comes back from a deployment quite the same as when they left. And he had seen and experienced some things during his first deployment that while he wouldn't really talk about them, I knew that they had changed him. And he seemed to be a little less optimistic and a little less gung-ho during his second deployment in his thoughts of how long he would stay in the military. So his plans were when he got back from that deployment that he was going to finish out his contract, get out, and go on with his dreams and hopes for the future. They had been there a little less than 45 days when he went out on a mission. He was in the lead vehicle in the convoy. There were five young men in that vehicle, and they were hit with what's called an EFP. It was one that was activated by a cell phone from the side of the road. Shrapnel hit him in the back of the head and he was killed instantly. I think that as a parent who's lost a child in the military, probably for me, the biggest fear is that his service will be forgotten. And so in the survivor community, we have kind of a saying that as long as you speak their name, they will not be forgotten. And so I just want my son, Daniel Lucas Elliott, to be remembered. He died 3 days prior to his 22nd birthday. And those 21 years he lived were so jam-packed with life. I don't know what he would have been able to accomplish had he lived on, but I want those 21 years to matter.
This conversation was produced by North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. It was funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Elizabeth Friend.